Women's Aid, the National Domestic Violence and Abuse Organisation, has decided to deactivate its X account because the platform's AI tool, Grok, is being used to create sexually explicit images of women and children. Grok has been responding to user prompts, asking it to remove clothing from images of women, including children, to then further post them on X. Commissioner Mann says it's engaging with the European Commission on the reports and has advised users to report illegal content to them and to the online platform they saw it on. However, Women's Aid say they no longer see it as appropriate to be on X. For more on the decision, we're joined by their CEO, Sarah Benson. Sarah Benson, good morning and thank you for speaking to us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us more about why your organisation is leaving X.
So, as you say, today Women's Aid will no longer maintain a presence on the platform X, and it was not a decision taken lightly. We have tens of thousands of followers and we're an early adopter of the social media platform. But I suppose for a long time, we've been watching in the round increased levels of unchecked hate and misogyny, use of bots, racism, anti-LGBT content on the platform. But at this point, in weighing up a cost benefit of, you know, being able to use the platform for good to help combat and prevent and campaign against violence against women, this current situation where you actually have the platform's own AI chatbot creating deep fakes, non-consensual intimate imagery and frankly child sexual abuse material in breach of their own regulations, guidelines and the law is a tipping point, and we just don't see that we can in good conscience actually maintain any presence there anymore. But that does not mean that we will not continue to very actively call for really, really urgent legislation and regulation, and we also do recognise that when, you know, organisations like ourselves, like others who have also pulled off, the more that happens, the more we're ceding the space to this unregulated free-for-all, which is disproportionately targeting women, children and, you know, minoritised and marginalised groups.
Yes, you've just under 25,000 followers on X at the moment. Why did you stay with them for so long?
As I say, you know, we've been struggling with this for some time. We were still having positive engagement on certain things. You know, it was supposed to be the online town hall where you could engage in, you know, constructive, discursive, debate, where you could learn what was going on in the world. But I suppose, to be honest, we've recognized for quite some time without any kind of, you know, moderation, there has been a serious problem with that platform for a while, but this, you know, this level of violence and abuse being perpetrated by the platform's own tools is just unconscionable at this point.
If you or I did what Grok or X is doing, we'd be arrested. What's your understanding of why the law isn't being used against Grok or X?
We're struggling with this. I mean, we, with many, many colleagues who are involved in violence against women, in child protection, online safety in the round, are so concerned that we have not caught up with the way technology is accelerating and being used, but also the impunity with which social media platforms, X probably being one of the worst examples, but not exclusive, are being allowed to facilitate and share content like in intimate image abuse, like child sexual abuse material, which yes, is the creation of an image of a child, sexualized image. These things are illegal. And to be frank, there are three things that we think need to happen really urgently. One is we need legislation to protect the right of voice and image with the proliferation of deepfakes. We think that there's already, you can see, devastating harm to not just individuals, but also potentially political systems, with the AI so good that you cannot differentiate as to whether the image is real, whether the voice, the video is real. So that would make it protect people's own right to their voice and their image, and anyone making such an image would be criminalised. But the platforms themselves that are creating and facilitating or disseminating this need to be regulated. They clearly are not interested in opting in on their own. And I would also say we need to literally ban the IP for the nudification and deepfake apps that are also being used, not just the chatbots. There is no benefit to these. Maybe they can be called a bit of fun, but the harm that they can potentially do both politically and to individuals, why they exist in the first place is questionable. So those three things need to happen, and then the laws and regulations we currently have need to be enforced. Commissioner Mann could fine arguably very substantial amounts, the EU potentially also, and we would like to see that happen.
In short, do you expect others to follow your example?
Well, I would say that we're not the first to leave. No. I think that others are certainly considering it. But I will say we do have that ambivalence, is that the more that those who are committed to, you know, fair, truthful discourse, to engage in positive, constructive debate, leave, the more we are ceding the space. So really, we actually are more concerned that this is a statement we're making, but in the context of really challenging government and regulators to do more on this.
Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, thank you very much for speaking with us. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Sharon Lynch has the latest news.